بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the chapter on the virtue of hastening to break the fast, that with which one should break the fast. In other words, what should a person eat at the time of breaking the fast, and what one should say after breaking the fast. عن أبي عطية قال دخلت أنا ومسروق على عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنهم فقال لها مسروق رجلان من أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كلاهما لا يألو عن الخير أحدهما يعجل المغرب والإفطار والآخر يؤخر المغرب والإفطار فقالت من يعجل المغرب والإفطار قال عبد الله يعني ابن مسعود فقالت هكذا كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصنع رواه مسلم. هذا أبو عطية narrates that Masruq and I went to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So two companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. This was after the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they went to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Masruq said to her that there are two sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, two companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and neither of them slackened in doing good. So they are reporting to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that there are two companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Both don't fall short in doing good. In other words, both these companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are always doing good. In everything they are doing good. However, when one, in terms of one matter, they both differ. In terms of one matter, their actions differ. So both of them in general are doing good. But in one issue, both of them differ. In other words, they were asking and seeking clarity from Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha because they saw a difference in one matter. In other words, they were seeking her opinion, her counsel with regards to this one matter. So then explaining to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha about these two sahaba. So they say, so Masruq said to her, that one of them hastens in performing Maghrib Salah and breaking the fast. So one Sahabi, he hastens in performing Maghrib Salah and he hastens in breaking the fast. He doesn't delay the Maghrib Salah, he doesn't delay in breaking the fast. While the other Sahabi, he delays in performing Maghrib Salah and in breaking the fast. We'll explain this just now. So there's a difference between the two actions. One is delaying, breaking the fast and Maghrib Salah, and other is hastening, not delaying. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she asked, who hastens in performing the Maghrib Salah and breaking the fast? So Masruq replied, it's Abdullah, that is Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. So then Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha replied, that this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do. That is the benchmark. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do. In other words, there's no need for detailed explanation. This was the action of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and because it being the action of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is enough for us to follow. Now the question that may come to our mind is that other sahabi whose name is not mentioned here in this hadith, but he was, from other ahadith we come to know, was Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, very great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one companion was Abdullah bin Mas'ud, and the other was Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu. Why would he delay breaking the fast and delay Maghrib Salah? Ulama explained that he wanted to show the permissibility of these actions, just to show that it is permissible. We're not talking about it being impermissible. However, this, what we're speaking about is what is preferable, what is the better thing to do. So he just wanted to show that it is preferable if for some, whatever reason, a person happens to delay it, or he needs to delay it for whatever reason. Sometime a person is on travel and he may be stopping a little bit later, or a person doesn't have anything with him. So just to show the boundaries of Shariat, Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu delayed one explanation, or he had done so a few times, maybe just a few times. It wasn't his habit, but he just did it a few times, and Masruq noticed this, and this is what he reported, thinking that this was the habitual practice of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu. So these are the two explanations that ulama give. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. The reason that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought this hadith is to show us that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha endorsed the action of Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu by saying that this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do. He did not delay, he would hasten with Maghrib Salah, and he would hasten with breaking the fast. So this is why Imam Nawawi rahmatullah has brought it under this chapter, showing us that we shouldn't delay in breaking the fast. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.